Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is asking state agencies to start setting money aside for a potential economic downturn. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has more.
Pritzker is ordering that agencies under his watch set aside up to 4% of their budgets for the ongoing state fiscal year that extends into next summer. That's because of what he calls the disastrous state budgetary effects that loom from President Trump's tax cuts, tariffs, and program reductions. The executive order Pritzker signed also calls on agencies to limit non-essential spending and travel, limit new hires, and outline potential program cuts if shortfalls emerge. For now, the belt tightening would spare legally required state payments to government pension systems and K-12 education funding. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
The Illinois Department of Public Health has issued new guidance expanding COVID-19 vaccine access ahead of the fall respiratory virus season. The statewide standing order covers flu, RSV, and COVID-19 vaccines. The guidance recommends the COVID-19 shot for all adults and many children. The department issued a statement on Tuesday saying the statewide action is necessary as, quote, the federal government is no longer following its rigorous scientific review processes for vaccine-related decisions, end quote. Iowa Republican State Representative Shannon Lundgren is running for Iowa's 2nd Congressional District. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports she is touting her early support for President Donald Trump in her campaign.
Lundgren says she is running to represent Northeast Iowa on an America First agenda. To her, that means deporting people in the country without legal status, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and ending discussions around gender identity. As a small business owner, she says she would be a strong advocate for workers. She also said she was one of the president's earliest supporters in Iowa. Lundgren lives in Piasta and chairs the House Commerce Committee in the Iowa State House. Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson is running for the U.S. Senate, leaving her House seat open in 2026. Lundgren joined State Senator Charlie McClintock, former Federal Housing Administrator Joe Mitchell, and former Congressman Rod Blum in seeking the GOP's nomination. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
A 24-year-old man from Mount Pleasant in southeast Iowa is suing the Trump administration for keeping him in immigration enforcement custody. Noel Lopez de la Cruz filed a lawsuit alleging a new federal policy prevented him from getting a bond hearing. It says the policy orders mandatory detention for people accused of entering the U.S. without permission. The Immigration Policy Tracking Project says that policy went into effect in July. De La Cruz's mother, Mercedes, says that he has built a life in the more than 20 years he has lived in Mount Pleasant. De La Cruz's sister, Leslie, translates for her.
He deserves to be here with his fiance, his family, his friends. He's made his whole life here, and she just believes that he should be here, and there's no reason for him to not get a bond.
De La Cruz is currently being held in the Linn County Jail. He was first charged with possession of a controlled substance in Washington County last June before being released into immigration enforcement custody. A new housing development in Rock Island for veterans breaks ground this week. Community Home Partners, as part of the Rock Island Housing Authority, plans to build 25 rental homes on 31st Avenue near 11th Street. Executive Director and CEO John Chow told the City Council this week that financing issues that were resolved last week had delayed the construction by 3 months.
And the timeline is contractual obligation for the general contractor is no more than 12 months. But as units come available, we could move people in by phases. We don't have to wait until the entire development is complete.
The project will also include a community center to provide veteran support services. The Illinois Housing Development Authority and the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs are funding most of the $8.9 million project, with additional support from the Rock Island County Veteran Assistance Commission and private loans. Chow says he expects all units in the development will be leased within the next 12 months. This is WVIK News.